everyone, and welcome to this edition of Stream On. I'm Jim Williams, your host, and we are continuing to look at the fall seasons on the streaming services. Today, we're going to be talking with Acorn's Vice President of Programming, Don Cleese. Now, for those who don't know much about Acorn, they have done an outstanding job of bringing quality programming from the UK, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand to the United States for years. This is a big week for them. They will be debuting Series 8 of the very popular show, Doc Martin. Doc Martin stars the versatile acting duo of Martin Clunes and Carolyn Katz, who are super in Doc Martin. Clunes is the quirky Doc Martin Ellingham, and the love of his life, the ever-hopeful Louisa, played, of course, by Carolyn Katz. They're part of an amazing ensemble cast, and, you know, something very exciting is that Doc Martin will be premiering on September 21st, this week, just one day after it airs live in the UK. It kicks off a great fall season on Acorn. So welcome, Don. Let's talk a little bit about that fall season and, of course, about Series 8 of Doc Martin.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you mentioned it because I didn't want to have to risk burying the lead. You know, we've been, we have a lot of fans on the staff here, certainly. And over the last several years, we've actually been the folks to premiere it on, in the U.S. ahead of even the public TV broadcast. Mm-hmm. So we know that there's a very passionate fan base, particularly of Martin Clunes, you know, the Clunatics, as they call them. And of course, you know, Ian McNeice's character Bert Large has his own mm-hmm. fan group. So it's really just kind of a great pleasure for us to bring it out. And, you know, it premieres in the UK on Wednesday of next week. And what also thrills us is that it will be premiering here in the U.S. the day after. So mm-hmm. Thursday the 21st will be, people can fire up Acorn TV and see the first episode of the new season. And we'll be airing it week by week, just following the U.K. premiere. Mm-hmm. And that's something that, I think will make a lot of people in the U.S. very happy.
Well, you can put me down in the Carolyn Katz fan club because I was a big fan of another show that you can find on Acorn. And I strongly recommend if you haven't seen Murder in Suburbia, you got to watch it. It's fantastic stuff. Carolyn Katz is outstanding in that. And of course, as the ever hopeful Louisa, she is quite entertaining in Doc Martin as well.
Yeah, well, Doc Martin's one of those shows I almost feel bad singling anybody out because mm-hmm. it is such a terrific ensemble.
It is.
Yeah. Now, you know, having said that, obviously, you know, Martin and Louisa, their character, mm-hmm. those characters, I mean, they really are the heartbeat of the show. Mm-hmm. And I think that relationship, you know, a lot of shows when those people who have that will they won't they dynamic finally mm-hmm. do get together, sometimes the show really takes a hit. I think Doc Martin has very cleverly sidestepped that dilemma by making it always clear that they care about each other, they mm-hmm. they clearly love each other, they do belong together, but it will never be a totally smooth road for them. And mm-hmm. and I think that's, you know, that just provides a lot of provides for a lot of great material for mm-hmm. them and the whole ensemble. You know, the whole ensemble. I've been fortunate enough to see the first couple episodes of the new series, mm-hmm. and as always, everybody in that great group of mm-hmm. characters gets some really terrific moments. And I think the fans are going to be very happy with it because they've, this is a show. A lot of UK shows, they will crank out a series mm-hmm. every year. Doc Martin, somewhat to the chagrin of the fans, they do it mm-hmm. every other year. But I've when you see interviews with a lot of the cast and crew, you know, that everybody kind of almost to a one, they talk about how great it is. They really take their time with the show, and by doing it every other year, they are, you know, it is a very it's an artisanal kind of show. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously it's meant to appeal to a wide audience. You know, it's one of ITV's strongest ratings performers has been for, you know, a decade plus. But it's a show that's very, very finely crafted, that is just, again, has that great ensemble. The writing is terrific. Mm-hmm. The work that goes into it, on the from the direction, the shooting, everything, it is, you can understand why it's been so popular. I mean, it's that mix of heart and genuine craft that I think really is almost an ideal of British TV.
There's a fantastic new show, and you'll get to all, I'll let you get to all of them, but as someone who liked Miss Fisher's mysteries, I really was taken by Newton's Law.
Good, I'm glad to hear that. That's a cool one. You know, Australia has, over the last bunch of years, just had a real renaissance in television drama. And, you know, it's been, even before Acorn TV, we were starting to release Australian programs on DVD, you know, in our company's mm-hmm. other life, as an ongoing double life as a home video distributor. But yeah, shows like the shows coming out of Australia, like A Place to Call Home and Miss Fisher and Janet King, mm-hmm. though, you know, are all great. And Newton's Law is another one. It's a little lighter than some of those shows. I mean, obviously, it's a legal drama. It's a much lighter affair than, say, Janet King is, but
right.
Josephine Newton is a, you know, it's a very engaging character, and one that I think people will just over as they watch the show. I think you just get drawn into that world. And it's what's great about a lot of these shows is, you know, it is like kind of our everyday world, but with just that nice little twist. There's just something in the tone of it, mm-hmm. or in the way the events are presented, that it makes it sparkle a bit, but it's not, you know, not far-fetched. You think, oh, well, that would never happen, but it's also, it makes for some thoughtful escapism.
You know, Don, one of the things that I've appreciated from the Acorn standpoint is that you guys have been outstanding at not just getting, you know, the Doc Martens, the top British shows, and the Miss Fisher mysteries from Australia, but also bringing in Canadian television, which, you know, you've done with Murdoch and others. And of course, New Zealand, which, you know, I got to tell you, I'm a big Brokenwood fan. And I think that's a sleeper. If you haven't seen Brokenwood, folks, you're missing something great, because that character of Mike Shepard is a lot of fun. And, you know, I think Acorn has been a leader in bringing truly entertaining international English speaking programming out there where others have missed it.
Yeah, well, you know, anywhere that the Queen's picture is on the money, there's a safe bet. There's some really good TV there.
There you go.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Brokenwood is a fun one. I think anybody listening here who mm-hmm. is familiar with the British program Midsummer Murders, which is
right.
you know, a longtime Acorn favorite, I think they would find a lot to enjoy with Brokenwood Mysteries, because it has some of that same kind of slightly offbeat sense of humor you get from Midsummer Murders. And, you know, the Brokenwood Mysteries, the one that's still my favorite, the one where the person dies in, like, the winery or whatever.
Right, yeah.
There is that, again, that slightly, you know, that offbeat, not always thoroughly polite sense of humor, but
right.
it really just works in that context. Yeah, like I said, I mean, New Zealand kind of, you know, they stand on their own, you know, as a TV producing nation. There's always that temptation to link them mm-hmm. with Australia, and it's not thoroughly inappropriate, but, you know, you also want to give them their due. They
right.
you know, they do some great material in their own right, or, you know, sometimes there will be co-productions between Australia and New Zealand, like we get with the drama 800 Words that we premiered on Acorn a year ago. Yeah, I mean, you know, as you say, there's so much great drama from, you know, in just the English-speaking countries out there. And, you know, it's obviously we also dabble a little bit in non-English language stuff. But yeah, I mean, the core, those, again, whether it's UK drama stuff that people would see in the UK on the BBC or ITV, or the Australian programs, Canadian. I mean, it's great stuff. I mean, I can. There are times I can hardly believe I get to do this job. Or let me rephrase that: I get paid to do this job. That's, you know, watching TV all day, probably no trick, you know. but being in that position to watch the programs, or, you know, sometimes we're reading scripts before the programs mm-hmm. are even made to decide what it is that Acorn TV is going to be bringing people, you know, months or sometimes years from now.
Sure.
It's you know, it's a real you know, there's always aspects of it that are, you know, that are more work, but there's a great joy to it as well. I think I'm very pleased to get to make so many people around me happy, or, you know, people are all over the country, all over North America, happy with the programs we bring them.
Stream On will continue after these words from Amazon Channels. Let me tell you a little bit about Amazon Prime Channels, you know? They can give you a chance to have all your favorite streaming services in one place. You don't need to have cable. You can simply pick your favorite streaming service like HBO, Showtime, Stars, Epix, Acorn, BritBox, and many, many more. You can try the services out for free, see the ones you like, and in most cases, Amazon Prime Channels offers you these services at a price that are cheaper than cable. So, check out the link in our show description box below and see the many great offers you can find at Amazon Prime Channels. We continue our conversation here on Stream On with the Vice President of Programming for Acorn, Don Cleese. Don, let's talk some more about that fall season, and give us a couple of hidden gems there that we may not know much about.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's a couple. Yeah, I mean, there's the great thing is there's always something. I mean, first off, Brokenwood mm-hmm. Mysteries, that you mentioned, was another series of that, you know, later mm-hmm. this year. Timing still to be determined. Mm-hmm. But you know, there's great new BBC series that we're going to be bringing out later this fall. You know, timing is still to be determined, because we work to sync up with the broadcast in the UK as appropriate.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. It's a series called Love, Lies, and Records, and it's a series that stars Ashley Jensen, who Acorn fans will recognize from the mystery series Agatha Raisin, but also British TV fans in general will may remember her as playing Ricky Gervais' character's friend in the series Extras. Mm-hmm. And in this, she plays one. She works at a registrar's office, a, you know, place where mm-hmm. people get marriage licenses, birth certificates, death certificates. Mm-hmm. So, what's great about this show, you know, what sold us on the concept, of, you know, from reading the script, was you have this place that whose work ties in with some of the most absolutely crucial, critical moments of people's lives. You know, the birth of a baby, mm-hmm. getting married, things like mm-hmm. that. And so it presents just such a beautiful opportunity for these great sort of everyday dramas. And of course, you've got the inevitable workplace drama mm-hmm. that goes along with it. And you know, it's a show that, I mean, I was sold on it before I knew Ashley Jensen would be in it. And then mm-hmm. once I knew she was in it, it was, you know, game over, so to speak. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the kind of show that, we're just thrilled to bring it out. And when it does, when it premieres in the UK, then, you know, it'll go right up on Acorn TV, you know, mm-hmm. After that, and which is something we know that fans of this programming want. People want, you know, they don't want to wait months, you know, mm-hmm. for a show to cross the Atlantic. They want to see it as soon as possible, and that's something that we work very hard to do, you know, whenever and wherever we can. So, I mean, that's a great one. In a similar note, we've got a great thriller series called Acceptable Risk that's done for Irish television, and mm-hmm. stars Elaine Cassidy, who is a terrific up-and-coming, you know, actress in the UK. And, well, I say up-and-coming, I mean, she's been, you know, around for a while, but she was in the drama Fingersmith with BBC years back. And,
right.
Great series called No Offense, which aired recently in the UK. And she's a terrific actress, a woman who her whole life that she's built up has mm-hmm. been founded on this lie, which ties into a really massive international conspiracy. And those stories where a regular, just, you know, the ordinary person gets kind of thrown into the deep end and their life is mm-hmm. turned upside down. You know, it's such a great, it's one of those great settings for drama. And this program really, you know, really delivers. Again, that's another one where, you know, you read the script and think, yep, this is a good show. This is a show that's going to really appeal to our audience. And then, of course, then you find out the people they get, you know, they get for the casting thing. All right, yes, another one. That's kind of how we felt about it.
Acceptable risk, right?
Acceptable risk, yeah. It's yeah, like I say, all over the world, you know, there's just such, you know, they talk about the golden age of TV and the current golden age, and it's you know, like a lot of marketing terms, there's a whiff of hyperbole to it, but it's undeniable that there is just some absolutely stellar drama series and comedies for that matter too.
Sure.
Being made all
one thing I would say, John, just I don't want to interrupt you just before we get off of Acceptable Risk. Elaine Cassidy, and it's on Acorn. You gotta, if you are a mystery fan, okay, and you've got, you know, you're one of these people who can figure it out before it ends, you gotta watch Elaine Cassidy in Fingersmith, because that will screw your head up forever. It's a fantastically done two-part series, and man, I'm gonna tell you, if you think you know what happened, guess what? You don't. It's and Elaine Cassidy in that in Fingersmith was outstanding. So I didn't want to upcut you. I apologize for cutting you off there, but if she's an Acceptable Risk, then I'm sold before I even see it.
Fantastic. But yeah, I mean, as far as, you know, other shows, you know, coming up, I mean, God, you know, it is the proverbial embarrassment of riches. The Australian period drama, A Place to Call Home, you know, that later this year, you know, as looking forward to having the final episodes of the mystery series George Gently, which has been kind of another Acorn stalwart over the years. You know, on the kind of on the comedy side, the series Detectorists with Toby Jones and Mackenzie Crook. That's you know, we're not, again, the timing of some of these things still TBD. Could be, you know, could be end of the year, could be early next on a couple of these. But that's another program that we're looking forward to bringing the next one out, because that's just another show that really kind of struck a chord with our audience. Because, you know, again, a lot of these shows, I think what's great about these shows is they are British TV in particular has always been very writer driven. And so these shows have the authored is really the best way I can, you know, can describe them. And so you have a program that's really just so focused on these characters and their relationships, and I think that's what people find, you know, so satisfying about them, that they are the work of someone who cared about these people and this world that they created on screen. And you know, it shows through. It you know, there's really no better way to put it.
Well, we're speaking with Acorn's Vice President of Programming, Don Cleese. And Don, as someone who's been a subscriber for going on 2.5 years now of Acorn, the philosophy that you've done from a programming standpoint of the mixing of the different, you know, as you said, wherever the queen's face is on the money, you've gone. The mixture of the content, both from a dramatic and a comedy standpoint, I think you've cut a very good balance. There's not too much of one or too little of the other. But tell me a little bit about the relationship of how you've been able to get these programs from CBC, from ITV, from BBC, from, you know, from Australia, from New Zealand, how you've been able to get them and get them in such a timely manner where you are getting them now in almost real time.
Yeah, well, there's sort of no single answer to that, but I think the closest really to an umbrella answer, well, I'm going to reverse myself there, because it's an umbrella answer, but it's also a two-part answer. I mean, one is the fact that we are, you know, we're an independent entity, that, so we're not, you know, we don't have a mandate that we can only do programming that appears, you know, from this company or that company. And we're, we're in this very fortunate position of being able to really, you know, kind of handpick the shows and say, here's what we think will make the best mix and, you know, and craft it accordingly. And now part of that the second part of my answer is that we are also increasingly getting involved in programs early on where, mm-hmm. again, where I mentioned, you know, very often we're reading the script for a show and we're sort of, we're putting our chips down, so to speak, before they've shot a single frame of the production, before they even necessarily know who's in it. So, you know, we're reading the scripts from the producers, and when we find a show that we think is just a great fit for our audience, you know, we'll say, you know, we'll, you know, there may be a situation, you know, the, you know, producers are, you know, always looking to get the money they need for a production. Producing drama series is a very expensive proposition, and sure. So we're able to come in, help, you know, help fund these productions, and then it's great because, you know, it is so rewarding for us to be able to kind of see something through from that first stage of reading the script and seeing that kind of that spark of something we know our audience will enjoy, and obviously you see it taking shape as you see the rough cuts of the episodes and everything, and then when, mm-hmm. you know, when it finally makes it onto Acorn TV, and when you have that really gratifying response from the viewers who, you know, there's no response more gratifying than when's the next series coming? You know, mm-hmm. that, you know, when can I see more of this? And we've been very fortunate to have quite a few of those situations over the years. There's another Irish drama, and I may have mentioned it earlier in this talk, called Striking Out, which is mm-hmm. another, you know, legal drama that we launched it on St. Patrick's Day earlier this year, and really by Sunday, actually, one of my colleagues was texting me on the Sunday thereafter saying, "Yep, I think we got got a good one on our hands." And you know, I took a discreet look at the viewership because I was actually at brunch at the time. Mm-hmm. I probably shouldn't be admitting this publicly, and I was like, "Yes, we do." But and so we're. But again, that you know, process of seeing something take shape and catch on with our customers and having them it's like they're satisfied and wanting more, and that's really the balance we really want. You know, we want them satisfied with what we're putting out, and if they want more of it and we can help get more to them, that's even better. And that, again, that's what we're doing increasingly. You know, the show Love Lies and Records, which I've mentioned.
Right.
Earlier, that's an example of that. The same writer of who did Love Lies and Records is another drama, that one that she's actually doing for ITV rather than the BBC, called mm-hmm. Girlfriend, which is coming out later this year, and that'll feature Miranda Richardson and a number of other really well-known UK actresses. So it's another key part of it. I mean, we're not sort of waiting for the programs to come to us. In many cases, we're kind of helping to, you know, we're stepping out there, kind of, shall we say, bridging the gap between the, between exhibition and production in mm-hmm. the scheme of things. And again, when these things come together, it's really just great all around.
Stream On will continue after these words from Amazon Channels. Hey everybody, let me tell you a little bit about Amazon Prime Channels, you know? They can give you a chance to have all your favorite streaming services in one place. You don't need to have cable. You can simply pick your favorite streaming service like HBO, Showtime, Starz, Epix, Acorn, BritBox, and many, many more. You can try the services out for free, see the ones you like, and in most cases, Amazon Prime Channels offers you these services at a price that are cheaper than cable. So, check out the link in our show description box below and see the many great offers you can find at Amazon Prime Channels. We continue our conversation with Acorn's Vice President of Programming, Don Cleese.
Well, in your case with Acorn, you're putting your money where your mouth is. I mean, you're putting the investment in areas that you feel are going to be in the best interest of your viewers.
Absolutely. You know, we are, we have been in this business for a good while now. you know, as I mentioned, we have our kind of our parallel existence as a home video company. That's actually what I started with mm-hmm. with Acorn back in 2000. And over that time, we've really gotten a good sense of our customers and what they like. And so I think it just made us. I think it's really just helped put us in a position that maybe not a lot of other companies have, as far as having that really direct kind of understanding of what an audience is enjoys.
You know, and it's funny too because for those who are new to Acorn, I mean, Decline and Fall was and Heart Guy, and some of these shows that Loch Ness is another one that my good friend Chad turned me on to. There's a lot of stuff there that you're just not going to find anywhere else, and it's worth the time and the effort to look at it and to take the time to spend with it, because you're going to find something. If you are a fan of this genre of television, you're going to find something in Acorn on a regular basis that you have not seen. And even those of us who think we know everything that's out there don't always know. And I'll tell you, there's some gems there if you just are willing to take the time to look.
Well, you're quite right. You know, there is no challenge more joyful than really trying to keep up with all of this, with this whole scope of programming, past and present, and again, as I alluded to before, the future, mm-hmm. because you know we literally every week there is something new on Acorn TV, you know, whether it's a whole new series, mm-hmm. whether it's just the latest episode of a popular show, there, you know, every week you'll find something, you know, new and different on Acorn, and you pointed out as well, we've got, you know, we really do try to have a nice balance between the drama series, you know, comedies, documentary programming as well. You know, we, you know, the things that we feel just are a nice complement to what our audience likes. You know, they're, you know, some, look, you know, if you've just invested, you know, a dozen hours in a new drama, you know, you may not be immediately ready to dive into another, you know, multi-part, you know, serialized story. You know, you might want to watch an hour or two of, you know, you may want to watch, you know, The Amazing World of Gravity, or, you know, mm-hmm. the, you know, something about the life of Harry Houdini. You know, we really try to keep a nice eclectic mix of factual topics, but, you know, but also, you know, done by, you know, very, but always, you know, very well done. I mean, you know, quality is mm-hmm. is really foremost for us. I mean, that's whatever. And now, again, the mark of quality, you know, quality for, you know, for a documentary is the metrics are slightly different than for a drama series. But ultimately, we're looking for things that are the best examples of their genre to put on Acorn TV. And that's, I mean, that's our center of gravity right there.
Well, Hunting the KGB Killers is a timely one at this point. It's it's a very entertaining documentary, and it kind of parallels what's going on in the United States in government these days.
Well, you know, I mean, I'm a fan of John Le Carré, and mm-hmm. you know, when you have something that's like a John Le Carré novel brought to life in literal form, not with Alec Guinness, George Smiley,
right.
It's, you know, it can be compelling stuff. I mean, a lot of our documentaries tend to be more historical topic, but I think that was just such a, putting aside any topicality, that was just such a compelling and really just mind blowing sort of, incident that,
right.
that really just sort of, you kind of wanted somebody to try to make some sense of it for you.
Mm-hmm.
Read these news reports, and they're so kind of out there, and you know, so it is with a lot of topics. I think, you know, we try to find shows that will documentary shows that will bring a different perspective. You know, something that you know, even if it's a topic that's familiar, like Winston Churchill. We have a series about Winston Churchill that we premiered a couple months back, and that was one that again found, you know, Churchill's as obsessively documented as any mm-hmm. British citizen who was never a monarch. And yet, there's still fresh angles to be had when the, you know, when the right people kind of put the work into it. And those are exactly the kinds of shows that we're just out there looking to bring to America.
You know, it's funny, from an audience standpoint, I gave my niece, who was in college in Texas, a subscription to Acorn as a birthday gift. And she and her college roommates are watching on a weekly basis. They get together to watch Midsummer Murders. And,
oh,
you know, and you're thinking, all right, well, you know, of all the things on there, there's fantastically, you know, there's a bunch of fantastic new stuff. Yet some things like Doc Martin, like Midsummer Murders, like that, never get old.
Agreed. You know, there are shows that really do, and they don't just stand the test of time, they stand at the test of age. And I think
that's the key there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that they, you know, programs that, you know, they just, you know, appeal to such a wide range of audiences. You know, they're well done, and they're typically, you know, fun and mm-hmm. and clever. You know, not that younger folks don't like things that are serious, because they absolutely do. But sometimes, you know, some of these shows, like, again, Doc Martin and Midsummer Murders are two great examples of it, shows that really kind of balance the comedic and more serious elements that really do, in our experience, you know, really bridge kind of the, you know, bridge the whole kind of range of audience that that we can have. It's, again, it's really great to see, you know, especially because Acorn has been releasing some of these programs for, mm-hmm. you know, for coming up on a couple decades in some cases. It is great to see how enduring they are, and that they're not, and it's not just enduring for one audience segment, that but finding those new fans and new, you know, is mm-hmm. I think that's just what better testament to their quality, to the quality of these shows could there be?
You know, Don, as one programmer to another here, one of the things that I'm so excited about with the standpoint of the quote-unquote golden age of television is the fact that because we have streaming now, there really isn't, you don't have to wait to get to something. You know, you can start to as a programmer, schedule things out and know that there's an audience there to find it. And from a streaming standpoint, you don't even have to wait till it gets cleared from a, you know, a cable company or a network or, you know, or syndicators or any of that. You become your own syndicator, and you can get this to audiences faster than the old days, when you'd have to sit around and wait for, you know, seven different PBS stations to sign off on something.
That's a very good point. Yeah, we're in a very fortunate position, because we have, you know, we've known about this audience. We've helped, I think, in many ways. Acorn has helped grow the audience for, again, this programming from Britain and beyond. And so, yeah, we, you know, having this great technological means to bring things to the audiences even quicker. You know, a DVD takes a certain amount of time to get into production and get into stores and all that. And yeah, there's definitely a somewhat more instant gratification element with streaming. You know, which is great, because it does, I think, also just allow you to build that variety of programming up in a way that you know, sort of traditional home video would be challenged to do.
Well, I think the one great thing, a number of things with streaming, but the one thing that I see from a former broadcast executive position is that I can now take my product directly to the client and to the viewer. And I don't have to. I'm not at the, you know, at the mercy of syndicators and other people who, you know, take them when they get around to it. So that's a good part.
Yeah. Well, it is. As I say, you know, we're out there, you know, dealing in many cases with the, you know, the producers of the programs themselves. I mean, we still, obviously deal with, you know, with intermediaries, you know, on occasion, some of these larger international companies like, you know, like ITV or what have you. But in many cases, we may also be just making a deal directly with the producer, you know, working with them as far as all those steps of bringing the, getting the program into the U.S. And yeah, I think that that, as I said, you know, producing a drama series is an expensive proposition.
Absolutely.
And so I think that that many producers probably see a great opportunity to, you know, to get a show launched in the U.S. you know, via an outlet like Acorn TV, that, you know, yeah, they probably would have had a challenge with, you know, a decade ago, or probably even more recently than a decade. You know, I think it is, I suppose there is a certain democratization of exhibition that occurs with something, you know, with a streaming channel like us. Not that there's any streaming channel quite like us, but you get the idea, you know, where, you know, we've, you know, for this space that we're in, again, I think we have a pretty, pretty nice niche audience. Well, I say niche, but we're, you know, we've got hundreds of thousands of subscribers, but we're still, you know, a niche audience. But, you know, we're, you know, are we a, you know, are we a small big channel or a big small channel? I don't know yet. Well,
I would say you're a small big channel. It would be not a bad thing. It's a good thing because you have a lot of good subscribers. While at the same time, you know, look, without delving too deeply into it, obviously, it just simply allows an Acorn a different revenue source while you can still play on the same level with your normal syndication model. Doesn't get broken. It's just a matter of, okay, I have now yet another way to get this to the audience, and there's more audience that will get it through other more traditional paths.
Yeah, that's a very apt point.
So now that we're getting ready to wind things up here, Don, give me two or three things that you hope that the listener of this podcast take away about Acorn.
Well, I mean, you know, look, we offer great television at a great price. You know, our subscription is $4.99 a month for, and again, new programming every week. And we're talking about great television from the BBC, the CBC, you know, ITV, you know, this whole wonderful alphabet soup of programming from around the world, and a lot of it you're only going to find on Acorn. And you know, we have a ton of shows that are exclusive to us. Programs like Loch Ness, which you mentioned, Striking Out, the Irish legal drama I mentioned, and also again Doc Martin, the new series of Doc Martin will be exclusively on Acorn this fall. So we offer, I think, just a really great range of programming for people who like, you know, well-written, well-made, you know, dramas that are not your everyday.
Don Cleese, Vice President Programming of Acorn, thanks for joining us on Stream On, and we wish you all the best. As I said, I'm a big fan of Acorn, and at the price point you have it, it's a steal, and I strongly recommend it to anyone who doesn't have it yet. By all means, give it a try. Take a 7-day trial, enjoy it, and then once you get into it, I trust me, you're not going to give it up. So, for $5 a month, you're really getting a lot of outstanding programming. So, Don, thanks a lot for joining us on Stream On today.
Thank you for having me, Jim. Take care.
Well, that brings to a close yet another edition of Stream On. And you know, if you haven't subscribed to us yet, and it's easy enough done, all you have to do is go to the iTunes store. You can get us at Google Play. You can get us on Blog Talk Radio. And, of course, at Stitcher, where there's plenty of outstanding podcasts. So, 4 opportunities to subscribe to Stream On. And then each week, an episode will be delivered right to your phone. Well, let's thank our special guest, of course, and he would be Vice President of Programming, Don Cleese of Acorn. And, again, remember, this Thursday, you'll have an opportunity to see the first episode of Season 8 of Doc Martin on Acorn just one day after it debuts in the UK. All right? So I know I'm going to be watching. Hope you will be too. So until next time, I'm Jim Williams, your host for Stream On, hoping that you have a wonderful and entertaining week.